very much sort of commissioned, so many of us, but each one of us is commissioned to live and to work and to serve our Lord. But what we want to do now is to just pray for Nick and Pam as they enter a new phase of life, and as they move south. And so I'd like to ask if anybody would like to come and pray with them and with us, then please to come up to the front. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for Nick and Pam. We thank you for their ministry among us and the time that we have shared with them. We thank you for their love for us. And we pray for them now as they move on, that you will richly bless them, that you will go before them to prepare the way for them in all the new adventures that they have. We pray that you will be with them in all that they do, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the ministry we have all enjoyed and benefited from Nick and Pam. And as they move to new ministries, we do pray that you will retire them. You'll give them new tires because they have many opportunities and a great work to do for you in the future, Lord. So we commit them to you, praying you will fill them with your Holy Spirit and guide them in their new ministry down near Bournemouth. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, we would love to stand here and pray for Nick and Pam for the next 10 minutes, Lord. But we commit them to you and their new life together and their new ministry. Lord, may they see more people come to know you in their new ministry in Paul, Lord, and we know that that is what will happen. Bless them. We thank you for their time with us, and take them with you, close with you, into their future, Lord Jesus. Amen.
We're going to sing our last song in a moment, and I think the words are just so for Nick and Pam. All my hopes and fears are in your hands. I'm in your hands. Where you go, I'll go. Show me the way. Every step I take, be now my guide. God on my side. After that, the song, I'm going to ask Nick if he will say the closing prayer and blessing, and then Margaret and perhaps Pete will have something to say. So will you please, after the last prayer, just remain seated. Thank you.
That's a great song, and brilliantly led by the band. Thank you. We had some words before the service, and there were quite a few, so I'm going to whiz through them quickly. If any of these means something to you, there'll be people available to pray at the front after the service. A toolbox, and the words, I'll give you the tools for the work you need to do. Could be that we are the tools. We're all different, and we've got different tasks. Something about us coming together, but if someone feels that's particularly them. Someone frustrated by the pace of their healing. Jesus is with you in it, and allow him to accomplish and accompany you in that process. A rose with thorns, that the thorns are spiky and painful, but then the flower comes above them and it's beautiful. But there's this tension between the fact the thorns are still there, but is the beauty of the rose. Sports car, I thought it was a picture for me. It's sleek, it's beautiful, it's a supercar. But many supercars are just kept in a garage and someone starts them up every so often. But that's not what they're for. They're built to be taken out onto the road and driven. A wine glass. Not new, it's been used, but it's gone through the dishwasher, sparkly, and it's ready to be used again. God can do it for you. You may feel you're a used wine glass, but God can make you sparkly clean. This could be a firework or a flower. One doesn't make much of a show, but when you get a whole load together, it's just spectacular. And a lamb lying in a summer meadow of wild flowers, and the lion walking about in the background. And the first song that we sang today was about the lion and the lamb. So if any of those mean something and you'd like prayer, do go to the front afterwards. It's completely confidential. Our closing prayer, the first bit we'll say together, and then I'll pronounce the blessing at the end. Living God, we have come to you to seek your help, offer our worship, and declare our faith. Now we go for you to work for your kingdom, proclaim your love, and make known the gospel of Jesus Christ. Go with us and grant us grace to serve you, even as through him you have served us. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and those whom you love and pray for this day and forevermore. Amen.
Please sit down. I'm going to ask Margaret to come. And Pam, would you like to come out the front again as well, please? I was handed this by Rachel as the children came in. And I think this is for Nick and Pam.
Pam and Stella and Elijah Stella. And Maria and Toby and Kira and Barnaby, do you want to come out? And so you've been working hard all morning, haven't you? Something very special.
Thank you. So there's beautiful handprints from everybody. Are they all the shape of your hands? Wonderful. And they're all covered in jewels, which is amazing. So
and they've written their names on them.
So we will know who everybody's hand is. That's fantastic. And there's a photograph of them all as supermen and superheroes. Fantastic.
I'm that one.
You're that one, aren't you, Toby? Yes, you are. Brilliant. Thank you very much indeed. Mind the candle. Yeah, blow it out. That might be safer. There we go. Brilliant. Thank you very much. We will treasure that. Thank you.
Thank you. Right. Well, we couldn't let you go without saying thank you in a more sort of, thank you, tangible way. So we had a quick whip round, and we got about
50 lashes.
We got about 15 and sixpence and a button, but you know, I mean, we made it up out of church funds
to 15 and seven.
Yeah, and but we would like to say thank you to you for all that you've done for us here and all that you mean to us, and for all the love and the care that you've shared with us. And we'd like to give Pam a gift. So would the forest arrive, please? Oh, there's more.
It's called Kate. What's that one called?
Ethel. No?
Russet. Oh,
russet. It's a russet, yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes, Pam's favourite apple is russets.
So we thought that you might miss us, so we transformed ourselves into plants. And we thought you could put them in your new garden.
Do they pollinate?
That'd be interesting.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Brilliant, thank
right.
you.
Right, and we didn't want to leave
And just
the gloves are for me.
See, I told you we needed a sunroof in the Volvo.
We're so well organised here. It's not true, actually, my colleague and I. Yeah. Nick, this one is labelled for you, and it comes with all our love from St. James, and we hope you have fun. You have to open it now.
We couldn't actually get you a real one, but we did our best.
It's a supercar driving experience.
Wow.
Woohoo! Well, I never. But I will now.
Yeah. And you're spoilt for choice.
Yes.
So that's going to be a dilemma, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Ferrari or an Aston.
Aston Martin or Ferrari.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fantastic. Thank you very much indeed. Gosh.
And
do I still get to eat one of the apples?
Yeah. And we have cards from... signed by all the church or all that we could find.
Sorry you're leaving. That's really thoughtful. As opposed to, we're so glad you're leaving. Thank you. That's brilliant.
May happiness follow you wherever you go.
Lots of special wishes are sent to you today to wish you all the very best as you go on your way. That's fantastic. Thank you. And lots of messages in there.
Yeah.
If you've missed out on signing these and want to sign them, they will be available for you
to
sign today.
Yeah, that's got space
in it. This has got space. That one hasn't, but this one has got some space at the back.
Yeah. We'll enjoy reading all the messages. Thank you.
Yeah, we will.
Well, we did also have a whip round, and it did come to slightly more than 15 shillings and sixpence. So anyway, we'd like to give you this, Nick and Pam, for you to enjoy. There's a suggestion in there as to how you might use it, but it's entirely up to you. And
so
we hope
it'll
be
well.
A great blessing to you.
The Ladybird book, The Shed.
You should say The Man Shed.
Goes without saying, doesn't it?
Well, some people might have an image of a little box with tools and things in it. That's not what you mean by a shed.
Oh. There is an astonishing amount of money. Thank you. So, thank you. That's brilliant, and it will go to.